Good afternoon, everyone. John Curta here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and family are driving to Cairo. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Department, a 20-year-old man from Kindy, identified as Hunter Turbush, was reported missing early Thursday morning after leaving his home on Odell Street around 3 a.m., barefoot except for cowboy boots, shorts, and a tank top, despite below-freezing temperatures. Authorities learned he had recently moved to the area and was unfamiliar with local residents. Huron County deputies, Kindy Fire Officials, Harbor Beach Fire Department, who deployed a thermal drone and its Escola County canine unit, aided in the search. After re-interviewing the complainant, deputies discovered marijuana had been used in the house and learned Turbush's relative lived in Pinnebog. The search shifted focus, and soon after, the relative contacted dispatch confirming Turbush was at their home. Deputies found Turbush intoxicated but cooperative. He stated he walked approximately 5 miles from Kindy to Pinnebog and was cited for minor consumption of alcohol before being left to sober up at the relative's residence. And Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel has formally notified Five Below of alleged pricing violations at nearly 20 stores statewide, citing scanner overages and unclear price displays. The notice follows findings from the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, which recorded 30 instances of noncompliance with state pricing laws since June. MDARD inspectors documented repeated cases where items marked for at $5 were charged up to $7 at checkout, with at least 8 stores affected in October alone. Five Below had pledged to audit its pricing and retrain staff, but regulations say violations persist. The retailer must meet with the Attorney General's office by December 15th to arrange a compliance agreement or face possible fines and legal actions. And a 4-H team is considering bus transportation for youth attending MSU Exploration Days, scheduled for June 24th to the 26th of 2026, and is seeking input from families. To help them gauge interest, families are encouraged to complete a brief survey using the provided link. Your feedback is important to determining transportation options for this educational event. Participating in a survey will help 4-H make informed decisions on transportation logistics for next year's event. And in this particular news article, we do have a link going directly to the 4-H survey page. With that, when we come back from this More Motor sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Hi, Todd Bowers here with More Motors of Cairo. Our selection of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram is the best it's ever been. When you shop More Motors of Cairo for your next vehicle purchase, you get to experience car buying the way it should be, fair, open, and honest. It's simple, yet so many other dealers, especially city dealers, can't follow through like we do. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at More Motors of Cairo, locally owned since 1965. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Cairo.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Mike from More Motors. Here at More, unlike city dealers, we will not charge you a prep fee. What we care about here at More is giving you a great buying experience, and helping you pick the right vehicle is a big part of that. Here at More's, we constantly get vehicles in that aren't here long enough to advertise. So please call us and tell us exactly what you're looking for in case it's not in stock. Our staff is ready to take care of you before, during, and most importantly, after the sale.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom again. My name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, new images released by the NTSB from last week's Louisville UPS plane crash show the cargo jet trailing debris and flames immediately after losing its engine. Aviation experts say these visuals provide critical evidence for reconstructing the accident's timeline. Meanwhile, families of the victims have called for accountability and increased safety oversight for cargo carriers operating under similar conditions. And in international news, Spain's Supreme Court issued a landmark ruling against the country's attorney general, finding him guilty of leaking sensitive information about a conservative political bias, about a conservative politician's partner in a tax fraud case. Pardon me. The verdict has fueled debate over political bias and the ethical standards expected from high-ranking legal officials, bringing renewed scrutiny to the intersection of justice and politics in Spain. For the complete news stories, obituaries, weather information, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and this news update was brought to you by More Motor Sales of Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and family are driving to Caro.